When the Philistines and the Israelites met for war, a champion named Goliath challenged anyone who dared him to fight. All of the Israelite people were too afraid. When David arrives in camp to take food to his brothers, he hears Goliath shout out his defiance, and David says that he will rise to the challenge. Saul has David try on his armor, but David does not want them because he is not used to them. Then David goes to a stream and chooses 5 smooth stones and puts them in a pouch and approaches Goliath and has the stones in his sling. After Goliath taunts David with, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" and "Come here, and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." David tells Goliath that, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me. I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you all into our hands." Then David killed Goliath with one stone and a slingshot, because God gives him the power, because God is with him. What can we learn from this? First, our battle is spiritual. David fought a literal giant in the country of Philistines. But our battle is not fighting people, but fighting evil and deceit and whatever Satan throws at us. It is a spiritual battle. Spiritual battles are those giants that we face every day. Temptations to be selfish when we should serve. Temptations to lie when we should be honest. Temptations to doubt when we should trust. Temptations to covet when we have enough. Temptations to follow the crowd when we should be following God. Paul says in 1 Peter 2:11, "Abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul." Our battle is spiritual. 2 Corinthians 10:3-4. "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have the divine power to demolish strongholds." Secondly, God has given us armor to fight the spiritual battle. As David had no need for Saul's armor to fight his giant, we don't need man's armor to fight our spiritual giants. God supplies us with all the armor that we need. All we need to do is work at the armor that he gives us. Flip with me to Ephesians 6:10-17. It tells us, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, and with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted in the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." What defends us from lies? The belt of truth. How do we put out Satan's flaming arrows? The shield of faith. We use our godly armor in everyday situations to defend ourselves from Satan. David could have fled back to his father and back to tending the sheep, but instead, he rose to the challenge to show everyone God's power. We don't run because we're afraid. Instead, we stand firm because God wants us to win this battle. God's might and power is with us. The battle belongs to the Lord, David said. Thirdly, God wants us to rely on Him. He gives us armor, and He gives us the weapon of prayer. When we pray, we should be asking for things that will help us further our battle against the giants. The rest of Ephesians 6, starting in verse 18, says, And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert, and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Through prayer, we can rely on any giant and rely on God and defeat any giant. 2 Peter 1, 3-4. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us this very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in His divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. So as you go through this week, remember, we're fighting a spiritual battle, God provides the armor, and we need to rely on God. The battle belongs to Him.